join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's into your head. The hotel, what's it called now? The Hotel Trilogy Failure Part 3. I don't know how many parts it's going to be. There's going to be more than three, I can tell you. Because the first two were crap. I don't even know whether you're able to hear them. I can't tell you. I don't know. I haven't even got to the hotel room yet. This is supposed to be a hotel room trilogy, not a hotel car park car trilogy. But I like the acoustics here. I can hear myself eating fruit and nuts. I've been fruit so far in this recording, but here's a nut now. I don't know if you can hear that. That's a nut for you there. If you want to hear what an Irish nut, actually it's not, probably not an Irish nut. It's a these are from Lidl, so they're probably imported from Germany. Oh no, they're not. From Platin, Drogheda, County Louth. That sounds like a made-up town. I could make up a town if I wanted to. I've been exploring the local town here of Clonmel this morning. It turns out there's two towns, because we went into Clonmel last night to get a takeaway, and we found the town centre. But I went out today and I found another town centre, one that's just as crap as the other one. There's nothing in it. There's a €2 shop in it. I went to find out where the bus goes from. I couldn't find it, so I went into a shop and I said, "Hello, by any chance do you know where Kavanagh's bus comes from?" And she says, "Yeah, but it goes from here." Well, you couldn't put that in the frigging timetable, I don't know. I suppose a timetable is for times, not location. But the timetable had the name of a shop that doesn't exist, and it says the bus goes from here. I don't know. Anyway, that's... I do that smacking sound in my mouth, the graph goes up on the recording thing, it's cool. Anyway, 2.5 minutes in, I'm restricted to 5 minutes for these audio boo recordings, unfortunately. So I suppose I'll eat the rest later, I don't know. I'm sitting here in the car, now that you mention it, I'm not really sitting in the hotel car park, I'm sitting in the car, which is hovering on bags of air over the hotel car park. So it's really like if you go into one of those SeaWorld things, and you get into some sort of a bowl that goes, well not, I don't know, something. You go into some sort of a room that's sticking down under the sea, so you can have a look at the sea creatures under the sea, but you're in a glass room, or in a bubble under a boat or something. You're not really in the sea then, because you're not getting wet. You're in a protected bubble. Well, that's how I feel about the way that I'm in the hotel car park at the moment. I'm not really in the hotel car park. I'm in the comfort of our car. It's not really... I suppose it is touching the ground in a way. But no, it's not like I'm sitting on the tarmac here, getting pissed on by dogs. I've seen 3 greyhounds already in Clonmel today. I went for a 2-mile walk, and exactly every 2/3 of a mile, they were equidistant apart, I saw a greyhound. Greyhounds running around on the road, doing stray greyhounds. I don't know. There's a greyhound racetrack around here somewhere. I don't know. 52 seconds left. I have to say I'm inclined to prefer the fruit to the nuts. The nuts are in their natural state, because this is dried fruit and nuts. Fruit isn't supposed to be dried, but nuts are. So the nuts, you would think, would have an advantage in its trying to attract me here, because it's in its natural state. It's not being unnaturally dried out. But no, I still prefer the fruit. I don't know what that says about the nuts or about the fruit. But I'm nuts about the fruit. I wouldn't go that far. It's the only food that's in the car. So I thought I'd use it. 10 seconds left in the Hotel Trilogy Part 3. There's going to be more. Don't be put off by the name.